Rollmonger's Actual Play podcast is proud to present Star Wars Sega Edition Dawn of Defiance campaign, starring GM Jeff Ball as narrator and game master, with players Matt Witt, Ryan Messina, Aiden Willems, Jay Tamlin, and Frank Hamilton.
Hello, and welcome to Rollmonger's Actual Play podcast of the Star Wars Saga Edition Dawn of Defiance campaign. That's right, Saga Edition.
Merrick gets to fire the missiles.
I am conflicted. I am being told what to do, but yet I get to turn the key. I am happy and sad in the same moment. I will turn the key.
Okay. So Merrick goes over here with the blue cylinder and Zinn comes over here with the red one. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Merrick, may I have a dexterity check that you do not break the frag grenade blown up, shot up, auto-fired piece of equipment that was basically at the guy's heart level, the carried in his pocket.
I got a 7, and could I spend a force point on this?
Yes, you may.
That's
Nine! Oh, I'm sorry, I was only looking for a DC of 10. It was just a basic, you know, be gentle, it looks fragile, kind of cracked, you know, and crunch.
It's okay, I know how to fix. It's simple, add these two wires together.
And then can I begin mechanicking it to make it better again?
No.
Damn it.
Unfortunately, the tiny, tiny circuit board or whatever, you know, is taking too much fire damage and might not have even worked if you got it in there. Your big, meaty hands were too much for it. Now, what do you guys want to do?
Cry.
Poser outside.
This is why we can't have nice things!
Not handled by Merrick, anyway.
Does Merrick let us know that he did that?
You guys can hear on the comm link, he just like, Zin's like, put it in here and do this. And Merrick's, yeah, cool, I got another one. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Okay, go over there, right? Okay. And all of a sudden there's a big pause and Merrick goes, it's okay, I can fix it, no problem. What do you think happened? Now, how do I fix this here? You hear crackle, crackle, crunch on the comm. Dr. Leth, time has caught up to you. You drag Rahul to the storage room. What do you want to do?
Well, as tempting as it would be to copy that file down, there is more pressing matters at stake. And I start walking out towards into the main hall here, see Poser, and, well, shall we get back to it? And not really waiting for a reply, head towards the door.
Sure, why not?
Okay. Round 8. Poser, head over to the door.
Yep, and that's a double move for me, so...
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't go around corners in the square the stormtrooper in counts. It sucks. Eating up all your movement. Anyway, swift action, try the button. You know, it couldn't hurt. Try the panel. Blink. But no. They've locked it. Those fiends! They've locked the door. Rahul. Is it a better place? Possibly. Almost there. It's storage room. Merrick.
This isn't that bad. I have seen much worse.
Okay.
Do I think there's actually a chance in hell of me fixing this?
No, but there is a chance in hell that you have a broken code cylinder, a working code cylinder, and enough knowledge to rectify the situation that Zin mentioned earlier where you guys could maybe jerry-rig something.
Okay.
Because you have the officer's code cylinder, which is a key component. And what's left of this one, you know, when Zin was thinking about
it, really we've gone on the same signal. And I just want to hotwire it instead.
Okay. So for jerry-rigging, that's mechanics and knowledge of technology. Because there's
knowledge mechanics?
Well, knowledge technology would basically tell you what I just told you. It can be done. And how to go about it. And then the mechanics is you actually doing it. So
Nat 20.
Nat 20. Oh, I know this trick. You know, we used to do this and this and this. Before the Empire of Empire, easy. It was the Republic. And these code cylinders are based on this type of thing. And it's really just a pulse. And, you know, if I can code out the...
It's as simple as hot wiring AT-AT.
Yep. You can take the guts of your code cylinder and possibly run it through your data pad. And, you know, get a wire in there and use
mechanics.
The...
Okay. Mechanics check, a 33?
Oh, yes. He pulls off a modern miracle. Sin.
And I get slightly electrocuted in the process.
Yeah, Sin, he destroys the code cylinder. And before you have a chance to turn around and murderize the guy for ruining the mission, he's like, I got this. Rips off a panel, pulls out a bunch of wiring, crushes the pen code cylinder in his hand even more, sprinkles it over his data pad, which he whips out of his pocket, sorts through the pieces like a puzzle, picks out a little chip, sticks in his mouth, sticks another wire, one, in his mouth from the console, right? Licks his finger, looks around, pulls like a piece of fiber or something off your jacket, and then jams it in the hole there, and then takes one of these wires, and he leans forward, and holding the chip in his teeth, you know, sticks this wire down in there and starts rummaging around like he's picking a lock, tapping away some kind of code on his data pad, and all of a sudden kind of, you know, just starts shaking like he's being electrocuted. But sure enough,
I turn the key now.
Okay. And you guys hear the warning buzzer. And, you know, on the big heavy doors. You hear this big unlocking mechanism that's heavy enough it rattles through the walls.
Wow, dude, those sound effects were on point.
Thank you.
Hells yeah. And as I turn the key, I kind of look, waving the little holdout blaster that I've got kind of in Merrick's direction. You know none of that's not normal, right?
You observed in wars. This is a hump day.
And then I'll head around the corner.
Okay.
That's as far as I can get.
All right. The prisoners are looking up from whatever they're doing and they're wandering. But they don't approach the door because, of course, we're completely isolated, have no idea what's going on. So they're just kind of standing there blinking at you at the end of your turn. Bad guys don't go. They do their thing. Brings us back to Leth.
Well, that's minorly inconvenient. And I begin trying to hack the door open.
All right. Do you have a security kit? I think we established that you did pick up one. Yes. Right.
Yes.
And it gives you bonuses to said hack or just allows it to be possible?
It allows it to be possible.
There you go. All right. Hack away. Computer use?
Use computer 24.
24. Fooling the main breach system to auxiliary power, convincing there's a fire alarm going off, which would unlock all the doors for everyone to escape, save the prison, which has an override. The doors, both in here and down the bottom, open.
What do we see?
You see the medical bay.
Cool. I then, I guess, draw my weapon, and that would be probably my turn.
Okay. So, hack the door. You just drop your pad and security kit on the floor, or you put it away?
Yeah.
Okay. You can always get later. Doors open, danger close. Okay, so dropping your stuff. Pulling gun. That's you. Round 9, starting with Poser. Doors are breached. What do you do?
Ladies first. Oh.
Here's Poser.
He is the guy in the party wearing the guy liner.
Yeah, no, so Poser says that as he's leaning in the doorway, just the giant cone head plus the axe
nice.
Just peering through.
Making the Nicholson face. The big eyeball bulging grin. Nicely done, sir. All right. You see a surprised and horrified attendant and droid right where you kind of left them, you know, frantically clicking away on their keys, because that's what we do. That's how we fight.
Does he have a blaster on him? Or any sort of weapon?
He does, but it's sort of like out of his holster, and he's set it in front of him on the console.
Yeah, okay.
And then, because he's, you know, typing away and doing whatever the bad guys were doing all this time, he's one of them, and the droid's plugged in, and suddenly you breach the door, and he's like, what the hell? You know, looks up, and
Yeah. Actually, can I do a charging attack?
You can't charge around corners. You need a direct line.
Okay.
Because you've posted up for the cover that kind of foiled.
Yeah. Oh, I gotcha.
But you can move up to the first bed for cover. I mean, at least that's something.
Yeah, true.
You can do that?
Yeah. I will move up to the first bed for cover and then fight defensively without attacking, which gives me a +5 instead of a +2.
Yep. Kind of like full defense. Okay. Rahal breathes. Merrick, you're in. You take a moment. Zin runs off to greet prisoners or look for them. you take a moment and get the taste of sulfury copper out of your mouth from chewing on wires that go live.
Never fails.
I find this particularly funny, Ryan, because considering what you do for a living.
It runs in the same vein.
Merrick, what do you do?
Oh, works every time. Zin, what is in there?
We got prisoners.
I will watch the door.
Four humanoids. Some of them are alien. And one kind of vaguely fits the description that the senator gave you. Zin.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
All right. Let's see. Going to go ahead and step on into there. Look around. You know, kind of look around, kind of take a measure of the people that are in there. I've just saved you. Let's go.
Okay. Next is the bad guys, which also counts as NPCs. So there's this sort of look at each other, look at you, and then they, you know, sort of shamble towards the door. Okay. One of the aliens is having a rough time. This guy here. He's having a rough go because he's heavily shackled, and it's not a collar, it's a breathing device that's locked to a tank that he cannot access, so he can't use technology that he's using to breathe to, you know, Jerry Rig or pick a lock or, you know, hoop heroin or anything like that. So that's probably why they give him metal mittens, is so that he can't mess with the gear that's around his face. Can I have a galactic lore, please?
Yes. Galactic War. Okay. Plus 8. 22.
Jay, what was the name of that race that needed the breather? There's Master Plo Koon is one. Is it Plo Koon?
The pilot? Keldor.
Is it a Keldor?
Yeah, Keldor.
Oh. Okay. So it's one of them. Zin. Anyway,
okay.
As far as you can tell, the alien race needs this equipment to breathe. He cannot breathe oxygen. It's, you know, he needs methane or something mixed in. So this thing takes air and modifies it, and so that the alien can breathe easy. But again, since it's tech that somebody could mess with, you know, even a desperate prisoner might hold his breath and try to, you know what I mean? So they gave him metal mittens so that he can't fidget with it. And they've also made the mask so that he can't really talk through it to tell somebody else what to do. It's almost like it's almost like he's gagged behind the, you know, in front of the breathalyzer. The rest are your assortment of, you know, motley crew. I won't get into too much description, but these guys have no gear. They're prisoners. They're wearing clothes. They're different sized humanoids. Some are aliens. And like I said, then there's this guy down here with the military haircut who comes up to you and actually addresses you in Galactic Basic.
Who are you? Is this really a prison break?
The man says.
We were sent by someone that wants you off this planet. We don't have a lot of time.
Do you know who I am?
Well, we didn't find you on accident now, did we?
No, I suppose not. Very well. What's the plan?
We may have to fight our way out. We've got more hostiles up on the second floor. I think we've got a man down over by Medbay. Whoever that is in the breathing mask, he may want to head that way too. We've got a doctor there that might be able to help him out.
Okay.
Other than that, we've got weapons down. Grab them.
Very well, then. I'm with you.
Okay. So, like the prisoners, if you guys offer them weapons, they'll arm themselves. Everybody gets a gun kind of thing, or do you trust them? Are you going to treat these guys like baggage, like stay behind us and do what we say and stand where we stand, or do you give everybody like a stick? Because there's batons and guns aplenty.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking if somebody is headed for a gun, they're going to be shooting at troopers if they show up. So.
Okay.
Arm yourselves. We may have to fight our way out.
All right. So I'm going to assume that as you traverse with this line of dudes, keeping your VIP right on, like, you know, right behind you. but as you guys pass bodies, if they haven't already been raided for a pistol or whatever, that these guys start picking up gear as we go, because they can at least get a pistol and E-clip out of this, if not a utility belt per guy. That's not hard. Okay.
Sounds good. Yes. Okay. Yes.
The mittens that the one alien wears. Probably has to be, like, they probably use the droid to open them. You know what I mean? Like, droid has, like, an attachment or something and could insert a key and, you know what I mean? One of the warden droids. It'll take you time to, like, you know, use his arm kind of thing. It's doable. Or you just want mittens just to follow you.
No, I mean, if I get that idea, oh, hey, this prison droid may have a key. Hell yeah. I mean, as I walk up to it, I'll certainly start looking for it. You know, maybe Mr. Alien's kind of...
It would have an attachment that it could use as a key, you know what I mean? Like an Allen key built into the droid.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Mittens is going to point at the droid in his hands, and I kind of put two and two together. And yeah, I'll as I make it up to the prison droids there, I'll definitely search for this appendage, this key arm.
Okay. When you leave the room, like go to leave the area, let's say, yes, Mittens stops and hovers directly over a warden droid and looks at you emphatically, like, Anyway, the problem with the droid is it has no power. You know what I mean? It's like picking up a power drill without plugging it in and just jamming the thing in the screw. And it's like, how am I going to make this work here? Time you may not have. But to release the awesome power, which is Mittens, who knows?
Well, I can only do what I can do, right? So
yep.
Mr. Mittens may just have to tag along until we can use technology or some kind of jury rig and just, you know,
okay.
Pop the locks.
You shrug, sorry, buddy, and go to leave? Okay. So you want to rejoin the party here? Sorry, I've been moving everybody along here. What about Merrick? He's in the doorway?
Yeah. All right, besides Zin.
Okay. These guys all post up, you know. They don't look like they have military training, but they know how to skulk. You know, the prisoners, like, spread out in the doorway. They don't just stand out in the middle in the open kind of thing. They follow your lead. You know, where do you guys want to take them?
Okay. So,
Yeah, okay. So let's say you get to this point. Let me go back to dealing with the harsh round and reality of Poser and the other guys, right?
Yeah.
Because I kind of got into the moment here. Okay, so getting back to Leth. I kind of owe Leth and Poser several rounds here.
Yes, now that I've got my pistol out, I lean in and fire at the doctor. Well, I say doctor, but...
We just know he's an intern. He's an assistant.
The coffee getter.
The lab assistant.
I'd even go as far as maintenance, maybe.
Well, he's the mister. He's doctor, mister. Yeah. He's the Wolowitz. All right. So, lean in. Take a shot.
Attack of 13.
13. Imperial Medical Researcher. Reflex of 11. Oh, not the face! 2. Ouch. And damage?
16 damage.
Oh, is this... Who was with Leth when he got stuck to the wall and shot the guy in the face? Was it Zin? Was Zin on the elevator, saw his lethalness?
Yeah.
Okay, so Poser, you sneak in the room and post up on a bed, and crack shot Dr. Leth leans in with a pistol, a single shot, shoots right over your head, and just brains this guy, and down he goes.
Well, I heard the last shot, the one on the Frankenstein monster.
Did you?
I ran past.
Oh, okay.
Just remember, he was like, you left me.
Don't make me angry. All right, Leth.
Maybe I should invest in the pistolero feat.
There you go. You're deadly. He's been hanging out with Merrick. You're saying there's soldier to go around. You know, montage of the Merrick, you know, leaning over his shoulder, like you show the girl how to golf, and he's holding the pistol gently in his own hand and showing Leth how to shoot. Leth runs back to his room and makes
the background.
Sorry?
The Mulan music playing in the background.
Yeah, yeah. Leth going back to his room, making all kinds of romantic notes of how Merrick tried to seduce him. Took one for science. Disguising his liaison as combat training, the large alien attempted to garner my attention. But anyway, Poser.
Yes.
Takes an awesome shot and then runs out into the middle of the room, leaving himself wide open.
I'm going to look around and see if there's any other threats.
There's a droid. Plugged into a console, that is not where you want enemy droid to be.
All right, then. I'm going to rush the droid and slash his face. Okay. Or his...
Watch the machinery.
It'll be fine. Or not.
What?
Hold a 2.
The power. 0.
Okay. You come down and this hovering... Can I have a technology roll, please, Mr. Poser? Dr. Leth as well?
21.
You're trying to dispose of a top-of-the-line 2-1B medical droid who nimbly hovers out of your path as you come, like it disengages at the last second, and, you know what I mean, just slides just enough, and your precision comes right down, barely missing it by an inch. These things are worth 4,300 credits. You gotta have a license to have one, but, like, they can walk, they have a holistic processor, they have two hands, they have an improved sensor package and a vocabulator. You know, this is not the one with the paddles that gives birth. It helps with the birthing. This is the high-end version. So they can say more than Uba. Uba. You guys are trying to wreck it.
No, don't wreck it.
Well, I was trying to get it to disconnect from the computer, which
happened. Yeah, it certainly did that.
So, yeah.
There you go. Mission accomplished. Second American player.
Mission accomplished.
All right. Rahal breathes. Merrick. We're going to skip for a second. Zin, we're going to skip because, like I said, I owe these guys time. Back to Leth. Merrick, you didn't see, but you did hear a nice shot in the proverbial, Wilhelm Yelm coming from the other room on the other side of the turbo lifts.
A smile.
I drop my pistol, and walking over towards him, I draw my fire blade.
Okay.
And basically signal to Poser, hold him still.
Ooh, this should be fun. So I'm going to grab the droid.
Okay. Melee attack. There's no grapple in this, really, is there? Oh, didn't we get into whole grappling and there's horrible penalties for grappling? Unless you have the grapple feet. This thing is wildly spinning in place and, slap-happing its little claws at you, trying to keep off of it. There's a body behind it. You've blocked its path. It doesn't want to provoke attack of opportunity to, get away. You guys kind of, got in on it quickly on top of its turn. But unless you have the grab feet, I believe we established back in episode 2, Padawans don't pull punches. When Merrick tried to grab the guy's face, there's all kinds of, unless you have the feet, just grappling something is a pain in the butt.
But I don't think, technically, if you read the rules, you can't even attempt to grapple without the feet, but it doesn't make sense.
Hmm.
So I think it was basically we ruled that you slap a minus 10
yep.
penalty to it.
Grapple away.
With an attack, just straight up attack roll?
Well, not with your weapon, so it's just your strength and your base attack.
Okay. And then add 2 extra on that for my base attack.
Okay, so 14. Beating my reflex of 10. So down to 4. So no. Okay, anyway, so you grab onto it. Grabbing the chassis in front of you is not hard, but it literally sort of spins in place in your hands and slaps at you with little shocky things and stuff. And it's it's not really going anywhere, but you don't really have it still. You have yet to grapple it properly as the doctor wishes. Rahul, come back to me. We miss you. We need your direction, your leadership abilities. Merrick, I think we're caught up here.
Yes.
Okay. Zin did a lot of thinking and DM questioning. He didn't really talk to them very much and was describing stuff. So, he burned a couple rounds, but not that much time. So I think we're caught up to you.
There was a prisoner who had some manacles on.
Yes.
Impressive manacles.
This guy with the red dot. We call him Mittens because he has these big...
Mittens.
2 cylinders cover it completely engulfing his hand so he cannot use his fingers at all.
All right, and I see Mittens, right?
Yep, he's right there.
Would I be able to walk over and attempt to disable his bindings?
You could. They're really heavy steel, so you'd have to damage them, which would hurt his hands because they're vibrating inside. There's probably an Allen key that somebody has, an actual key to get inside its component, because they have a power component inside, a release. The steel casing is so heavy, they actually have a motor inside that undoes the locks.
All right.
So you have the fine tuning of a guy with a key or a droid or something that's going to insert this little pin Allen key and then fiddle around and do whatever's necessary, and they'll drop right off. But so this gets us back to the power drill scenario where we have 2 warden droids that could probably do it and have the right attachment, but without jerrying them or whatever. Normally not a bad idea, but since we're continuing to hear rounds and blaster fire counting by.
All right. I take an action then to dismember the droid that's at my feet.
Okay.
Grab what I think is the important appendage and break it off.
Okay.
And then proceed then to move towards the medical bay.
Okay. The droid is adjacent to you, or in your square as it were, so you literally just retrieve item. That's 2 actions, because it's 1 to break it off and 1 to pick it up.
Okay.
I know it's a pain in the butt, but you wouldn't have really moved.
Okay, that's fine.
So you full round action, you wrestle with this arm and, kick at the bolts or disassemble it where you need to do.
Now and I get to put droid arm in my inventory.
There you go. Zin. Merrick is taking...
All right, so it does it.
Merrick has taken Mitten's fate to his own hands. That's a good thing. And you hear blaster fire from across the way.
Alrighty then.
From your position, you can actually see Rahul Lang just inside a doorway, unattended.
All right, so let's head that way. We'll take a double move that way.
Okay. So hustling from the prison door, which is on the east wall, along the turbo lifts and all the way up to the doorway, you find Rahul laying dumped inside the storage room that you guys found earlier.
Yep, and I'll check his condition. How's he doing?
Passing the doorway, you can see in, and there's some kind of, something going on in the medical bay there. Did you double move to get to him?
I did, yeah.
Okay, so you get into just starting to, see how he's doing.
Yep.
Okay. Bad guys, the droid. Out pops and a little appendage, Poser, and it tries to... I have all these skills and focuses, and I'm a medical droid, so I have, a scalpel and little things, that kind of thing. Nothing that can really do, unless you laid there and took it, nothing that can really do much damage to you, but with my cybernetic synergy and skill focus of life sciences and surgical expertise, I know that stabbing a dude, stabbing a guy in the groin is going to be bad for him, might move him out of my way, something like that. So, this practically... unarmed combatant, you know, has a go at you, but can sort of wave this little baton and scalpel at you, and it does have sort of an attack. It's a fun attack of plus zero with, like, you know, 1d3 minus one damage as it bristles its sharpie bits at you.
Hey, that could honestly be useful if it drops me below half my threshold, or half my health, and I can second wind.
Okay, well, it comes at you. Does not like the fact that you're all huggy with a natural 20.
Crit.
Right for the groin. Oh! No, it comes and slices, and you jump back so he doesn't get the groin shot, but it drags the scalpel down your interior leg aorta and, you know, opens you up, and it's like, son of a bitch, that hurts. A D3 in this game is the same as any other. It's a D6. So what you do is you, a 6, like the 5 and 6 is the 3. So that would be 3 points, minus 1 is 2. So you actually take 2 points of damage, doubled, because it's double... I can't remember, do we double dice or just double damage in this game?
Double damage.
You double the dice?
I think it's double the damage, but I'm not sure.
No, I'll take double full damage.
I'm
a lethal 2-1B medical droid.
Yeah, score critical hit and deal double damage.
Okay, so instead of 2 points, it's 4. Have at you. It's my little
awesome.
How are you making out there, Poser? You okay? Still standing?
Yeah, I'm fine. That actually dropped me just below half. So, hey, guess what I'm going to do next round?
Thanks, little buddy. All right, Dr. Leth.
He really is a good medical droid.
This thing's getting
does
vicious.
Does he have him grabbed or anything yet? Or
nope. The grapple failed, and I attacked with lethal surgical precision. Actually kind of admirable for the little droid. Went right for the interior artery on the leg there, opened him right up, and Poser's like took serious damage considering what happened to him.
Okay, I will wait for Poser to grab him. So I'm holding my action till after Poser goes.
Okay. Given the negative 10 discussion, you might be waiting a while.
I might be, but I'd rather shut it down than kill it.
Okay, Poser.
Okay, first off, I'm going to take a swift action to second wind.
Okay.
Give myself 10 HP back.
There you go.
I'm at 27, booyah. Wait.
Bring those back up. All right.
All right. Since it's clear that I'm not going to be able to grab this thing, is there like any way that I can disable it without just straight up killing it?
Your rope.
Ion damage fries them. You know, the droids take double damage from ion blasters and stuff.
I mean, it's spinning around, right? Just loop your rope around it.
But that counts.
Improvised weapon is better than.
Well, if he tries to, like, it's still part of a grapple because you're getting into tying and pinning and stuff, so that still all falls in the whole grapple thing.
Well, I mean, I'd be using it like an improvised net at that point, at which place you can.
Oh, wait, why an improvised net when I can literally just toss?
Do you have a net?
I have a cloak, it's called an all temp cloak. It's in my bag right now because we aren't on a really cold or warm environment, but,
okay.
Can I just like toss that on top of it? So
let me picture.
See?
Like, I keep calling him a little guy and hovering or whatever, but as far as I know, the 2-1B medical droid is the one that talks to Luke, gives Luke a new hand. Take care, sir. Get to the transport, sir. Thank you. You too, Mr. Droid. He looks like a skeleton that's blue with, like, you know, see-through parts
in
the chest.
Yeah, it's that one.
Yeah, and they can loom. They have legs and walk or whatever. I just have this one sort of crouching down at this console, and you know, it stands up. And he's kind of slim of build compared to a person, but it's not like he's this tiny little R2 you're going to throw a hood over, you know. Now, you could still, any good old skeleton or zombie, you could still cloak him, and that would help. And now this guy is, like, using arm attachments and swiping at you with sharp little fingers or whatever, but he's a medium droid. Like, he's the same size category as you, technically, just so we're clear here.
But yeah, I mean, cloak is an improvised net. Why not?
Sure. What's the penalty for improvising? Probably -5, like everything else. Right? Are you trained?
Better than -10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. But as soon as he tries to grab him with the cloak, we're back to -10. So if you want to throw a cloak on him so he can't see you and stuff.
Huh? Nets can grab without the grab feet.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Well, since you're fighting a medical droid, which is like way down the scale on threat, as opposed to, like, you know, a story arc villain, I'll allow it.
Well, honestly, what I was planning on doing is tossing the cloak so he couldn't see and then just tackle him to the ground.
Yeah, just to the big, you know. Give
just
it up.
Deck him.
Give it up, man. Now, you don't have to destroy a droid. Like, you can seriously hurt one and make it stop functioning and then just fix it later. You know what I mean? You don't have to blow it up. Because I'm sensing that Leth wants to keep this thing and reprogram it or something.
Well, I wasn't planning on blowing it up either.
Okay, I'm just saying, okay, you don't have to.
But yeah, no, if we can if I can just straight up attack it and disable it without killing it, then yeah, I want to do that.
Sure.
Yeah, so long as you can grab it, I can shut it down in a round. It's easy.
Okay, well, I'm not going to be able to grab it. I can swing at it and hit it, and
that's why I was saying the net, because if you can use a net, allows you to initiate a grab or grapple against a character at range.
Okay, I guess then let's try that then.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to use my cloak as a improvised net. What kind of roll am I going to be making here? Like D20 plus, like dexterity?
He said ranged, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're adjacent to me using a ranged weapon. So first you will suffer an attack of opportunity by me, and then you throw your cloak on me with a negative five as opposed to negative 10. So,
okay.
So you go to toss your cloak, Toro, and this thing, you know, comes out at you with a 12, which I'm sure does not hit you. You fake it out and toss your cloak.
Yep.
And give me a ranged base attack plus ranged dex.
Yeah. Base attack plus ranged minus 5. Just ignore the dice damage on this.
Okay.
So 8.
Okay. 8 unfortunately does not get me. So it goes over him, but since he's moving and lunging at you, it just kind of like slides off the back of him and hits the ground. Yeah. You do get it on top of him, but it doesn't stay on him though. Still,
just stab him or something.
Good try. Christ. I mean, you guys are improvising and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Rahul breathes. Merrick.
I'm gonna. I move to the far side of the turbo leaves.
Okay. Hallway's clear. Is that a double move or single move?
That's a single move.
Okay. Anything else? This door here in front of you is open, and you can hear a scuffle going on. They're yelling at each other. Just all grab it. Just,
I'll take
just
a double stack on the inside of the door.
Yeah. Now, you know what Leth's research is. Romance, you know. So before you actually see, you could hear like Leth going, get him on the floor and I'll turn him off, which seems backwards to the research because you think you'd want to be turning him on. But anyway. Merrick, double move up to the door, post up, and you see, to its credit, a 2-1B medical droid giving your guys a hard time, fending them off. And they're angrily trying to get this thing. They're not shooting it or chopping it. They just seem to be wrestling and grappling and slapping it and trying to disable it, you know, that kind of thing. They're not just blowing it up or shooting it or whatever.
I saw a little on the inside.
Mm. Zin, the prisoners, since you guys split up and went two different directions, they stack up in the doorway. And they're peeking out, waiting for direction of, you know, which way is the way out of here? Are we taking the lifts? Are we taking the front door? You know, no one's going for the front door, so we wait in cover in the prison doorway so you guys tell us what to do. Zin, you check it on Rahul. Can I have a treat injury?
I'll yell back at him to kind of, this way! And then, you know, scurry up and try my check injury there. See if I can do anything. And I don't have any bonus for this. I want to see if he's alive or dead. Natural one. He's dead. Jim.
Well, you can't tell if he's alive or dead or, you know, he's very still. If he's breathing, you can barely tell.
All right. So let's see. I've got that and a move. So let's go ahead and scurry this way.
You announce time of death?
Time of death is 8:03. Friday.
The Rahul death recording starts up again. It's in a loop. If you listen to this, sure it is. I'm not going to make you do it again. That's what happened. It starts playing again.
So as I kind of move down to the doors for the medical bay, what do I see going on in there? Yeah, I just rushed past the first time. I see some pocket
tanks.
At this
point, you see them. They've cornered a medical droid. And there's all kinds of, you know, looking away, eyes squinting, and hands slapping out at each other. Back and forth.
Someone got stabbed in the balls, it looks like. All right, sweet. I want no part of that.
No, I didn't get the groin attack. Anyway. Okay, so that's your action and your move. Bad guys. Hey, that was attack of opportunity. I have a fresh, whole new attack. Well, I am not stupid. And you guys, first you try to grapple me or whatever, and then, you know, you guys are, like, I understand basic. You guys are talking right in front of me. Get him, we'll do this, you know, blah, blah, blah. Oh, forget it. We'll just bash him and repair him later, kind of. When that sort of subject comes up, he immediately surrenders.
Don't destroy me. I surrender, sirs. Don't destroy.
And the attachments flip over back and his hands pop back out. He holds them up.
I will comply.
And he attempts to surrender on his turn.
Please hold still, then. And I attempt to shut him down.
Okay. You reach. Oh, sucker, he drew you in. He immediately attacks your arm because I'm an Imperial droid. We're perfectly programmed. No, I'm just kidding. Self-preservation kicks in. I give up. Okay, shut him down. Boop. He just kind of slumps forward. All the joints lock up so he doesn't, like, crumble or fall. It's a default setting. So now he's a decent-looking coat rack. All right. Now I will take us out of rounds because if there is anybody left in here, they are, you know, they've had ample time to do all kinds of things and we'll just start anew. You know what I mean? So, open forum, gentlemen. Everyone's heading towards
the Ghost for Hall. Come to haunt you from the grave.
I'm going to punch the medical droid.
What's that?
I'm going to punch the medical droid out of frustration.
Just wax him. All right.
When you're done breaking your hand, could you go and grab some of those, they look like guns on the rack by the wall?
Yeah, I'll do that for you. Right after I finish grappling this droid.
Hey, you all know Rahal's dead in the corner back there, right?
Did you shoot him?
Well, no, he's dead.
Mercy killing. Zahal. Zin in his ignorance performs a mercy.
It's like old Yeller.
Isn't that how we roll? If anybody drops in combat, double tap?
Yeah, nope. Wait, I thought that was the unspoken rule.
No?
That's awesome.
Oops. My
bad. Well,
I hate those zombies sketching me.
Oh. Yeah, he's just paranoid. Sorry, buddy.
I was going to start checking the computer for files, but now I'm running back to the hall.
I know. Okay.
So we got the prisoners cut loose. We got the...
All right, so
the big hat.
Yeah, Leth goes back to Rahal to verify that he's not expired. the prisoners are arming themselves. You know, Mittens is just kind of standing out in the open, but he's keeping an eye. He's keeping an eye on that
kicking
arm.
He's kicking a carbine in front of him that he's going to use.
He's with the group. He's with the group, but he keeps himself in a position where he can keep his eyes on Merrick and that arm at all times.
Well, I'm going to try to shoo everybody into the medical bay. So if they've got any injuries, you know, they can be treated by the doctor as they're in there. We can kind of wrangle up any extra supplies before we GTFO.
Okay.
Someone might want to see if we can call up the ship or it's a long walk home.
Merrick, did you want to go back to work in the comm center?
Are we at good time for me to resume my work? I am getting tired of people telling, Merrick said bomb, Merrick don't said bomb, Merrick said bomb, don't said bomb, Merrick, don't shoot. Oh, wait, really, I mean, you need you to do.
You know, and if memory serves, we've still got, what is that, probably the base commander, second floor, along with some more of those monsters.
And there is still front pillbox of facility.
I mean, I would certainly enjoy a conversation with that fraud.
Leth. Until now, had peeked twice at this console and is, you know, done the good soldier and gone back to, like, looking after our own, now revealing that he might actually know who's up there. Merrick, you go back to playing with your bombs?
Actually, I want to take a look over in this direction.
You want to head down around and just explore the rest of this level so nothing else comes popping out any doors?
Kinda, but I want to make eyes at Zin, and I won't go around that way until I make eye contact with Zin.
Okay. Zin's in a doorway in a position where he can watch everybody. He can see into the medical bay. He's right up here. Zin, Merrick makes eyes at you. Don't let the doctor see.
I'll wiggle my eyebrows at him. You know, give him the head nod. No, you're good. Go. And, you know, finish shooing everybody inside.
Okay. You come to a hallway that looks like it goes all the way encircling the medical bay and back to the vent where you guys came in. Can I have a perception roll, Merrick?
Certainly. Natural 20.
Smile, you're on candid camera right here. And oh, look, a E-Web blaster, which usually goes on a tripod and is brought with a power source that has to be regulated by a second gunner, is built into a wall as a turret, and there's enough machinery in here that you would hazard a guess that it self-regulates, so it can be operated by a single gunner instead of two. Unfortunately, it's a lot of computer work, and you know, you can't really take all that stuff with you, but the gun is detachable.
Oh.
All right, first things first, I shoot the camera.
Okay.
I use the holdout blaster.
Okay.
Give me a second. I roll an attack of 20, not natural.
With 9 damage. No, that's fine.
Pow!
Okay.
And then I would like to make my way towards that E-Web.
An E-Web blaster cannon.
It's like the Holy Grail. E-Web blaster cannon.
Yep. Set in behind tinted trans parasteel, a window that you can actually see. It's the window wraps all the way around the turret, so it actually covers the door and out to the side, and you know what I mean? It's a good thing the scout showed you the front door and then took you around the long way, because this gun from your position, you see you have full range, like a machine gun nest on a field. Like, this thing pretty much can cover the entire front and side of the building from its position.
This is sexy.
And so that's generally my actions.
Yep. Zin?
All right, let's see here. So everybody's inside. The doctor's doing that. Mm-hmm. America's run off.
Now, eye contact is good, guys, but don't forget, you guys have comms, so you can, you know, just talk back and forth. And
yeah, but I'm thinking he's hiding something. I'm not going to broadcast it over our...
I got to take a leak. Yeah, you're good, Ben. Go do it.
You're good. All right, so I will move in here. Let's see. Well, shit. Everybody was here. We get here. Everybody leaves.
Mm-hmm. Poser's still here. What are you doing, Poser?
Doing as the doctor ordered, to go get one of the gun-looking things mounted on the wall that I assume is an injector of some sort.
Yeah, it looks like a pistol, but it has like a syringe built in the front of it.
Yeah.
So you go retrieve that and take it back to him?
Yeah.
Okay. So yes, Zin. The doctor ran by you, finding out that you said you thought his patient was dead, and Poser was ripping apart a cabinet, grabs something that he likes, and also leaves, and you're left alone with the VIP and the prisoners.
All right. Any of you folks hurt? We'd be able to find some supplies here. We can get you patched up best we can. We've got a long hike into the woods if we can't get a hold of our ship.
They heft their guns and, you know, like,
we're okay. We'll walk the hell out of here.
I mean, they're in rough shape from a little bit of dehydration and starvation kind of thing. They are fed to keep alive. They have their water and porridge, and they're not necessarily roughed up unless they act up, you know, and they're dirty and stuff, but they're not sort of injured. You know what I mean? They need long-term care of, you know, rest and psych and, you know, to get back to normal after being in a prison, an imperial prison. But, you know, there's no immediate wounds or beating on them or anything like that.
All right. So other than that, I think I'm just going to post up here and wait for the group to gather up.
Okay. Offer them a dip in the back to tank. Here you go. Fix you right up.
There you go.
Okay. Leth.
Oh, they have back to tanks.
Yeah. There's three of them right here.
Put me in one of them.
I assume I was mistaken and he is, in fact, still alive.
Yes. You're checking him over, not just to confirm he's alive, but to check him thoroughly to see if Zin did anything to him that would progress, you know, that would precede your own help and health care plan. So, no, he looks like he hasn't been, you know, done, modified, changed, anything like that. It doesn't look like the old guy's done anything to him. And then okay. Poser arrives with requested item.
Ah, now the question is, do we test his research in the field, or do I check his calculations first? What do you think, Rahul?
Rahul just breathed. Rahul just breathed at you. Impartial vote.
Not thinking much right now, maybe. You know, the whole...
silence is just considered implied consent emergency situation.
Actually, you know, Dr. Leth, you lean over him, and as you ask him, you sort of accidentally push on his chest, and he says, what do you got to live for?
So, to lathe.
True love.
Do it. Well, that's good enough for me. So sure, I'll take the thing and...
Okay. Inject him with the stimulant. Can I have a treat injury to figure out how long to wait, what you need to do, you know what I mean? Like what happens next so that you can... You know what it is, but you need a treat injury to, like, tell yourself, okay, I should give him 5 minutes for it to take effect, or, you know, that kind of thing.
Treat injury of 26.
Yeah, the effects should pretty much be immediate. You put this stuff in him, and it will rapidly go through his system, and, you know, the proverbial minute later, I wouldn't say combat rounds, but, you know, the proverbial moment later, you can slap a med pack on him.
Cool. I'll get my med pack.
In theory... Excuse me while I'm rapidly scanning through the module, looking up exactly what this stuff does and these, you know, if there's fortitude and all that crap.
Well, that's okay. I'm not looking at the research data for it yet, so.
No, you just injected them, right?
Yeah. I was going to look at the research data. Then Zin apparently killed Rahul, so.
Ah, yes.
But yes, I'll just assume that it starts working and then get the med pack out and, like, my medical visor and stuff. So.
He's dead-ish.
Dead-ish.
All right. Kept alive by the sheer will of the Force.
Yeah, if anyone burns through force points, I'm surprised you don't sort of accidentally make yourself force sensitive by the end of the, end of the next module. No one calls upon the force as much as Rahal does. Hey, guys? He's burning force points to stay alive and all this stuff. Like
I mean, right, that's true. Out of everyone, I'm probably the one that burns them the least.
Yeah.
I'm probably at a close second. I also have one left.
Oh, I still have two left after burning that one. I've been stingy with them.
And like Aiden said, on the opposite end of the scale, we have our force user hardly using them at all.
he knows what the consequences could possibly be for making too many ripples.
Hmm.
Well, it's less of that. It's more of just I have more applications than you guys do. Because like I can make my chokes do like what? Like it's 2d8 more damage or whatever.
Poser, there are 9 more of those guns loaded and ready to go. They're actually all loaded into injectors instead of like a bunch of samples and using the same injector. There's like 10 injectors all lined up, ready to go with this stuff with a sample.
So we just keep stabbing Rahal with them?
No, I'm just saying there's 9 more where that one came from.
Okay.
If there is ever a time for dual wield.
I'm sure everybody could use some medication.
Getting there.
All right. So where are you on the condition track right now?
Helpless.
All the way at the bottom. Okay, so as per the rules, what happens if you push a guy beyond it, if he takes more condition track damage? Nothing?
Can you?
I have no idea.
Let's say as you're as helpless as you can be, okay?
Cannot get more helpless.
Dr. Leth, you inject him with the stimulant sample, okay? And you wait the few moments, and then you believe you should be able to use a med pack on him to, you know, bring him up, revive him, wake him up.
Oh, there's actually, after 1 minute, you make a DC 10 constitution check. On a success, you move +1 step on the condition track, regain consciousness, recover hit points equal to your level, can act normally on your next turn, although you start prone. If the check fails, you remain unconscious for 1 hour, after which you can attempt another constitution check.
Right.
You can
so I guess I should do a constitution check.
Every hour until you regain consciousness, if you fail by 5 or more points.
Hang on a second. So anyway, that's a full minute. And I know I took a set of rounds, but we've been scrambling around still in seconds. So like I said, let's say the doctor, you could still do this in a moment, but the doctor's trying to speed things along.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was reading it out loud just to make sure everyone knew it.
No, I know. I'm just saying, I already see constitution rolls popping up by Rahal here. He got a 9. He's like -1. Oh. Fail.
Woo! Power.
Anyway, so you try to...
So in order for me to pass that, I would actually have to roll a natural 20.
Yeah, okay. So time goes by. Oh. He's not reviving on his own. The doctor hits him with a stim. Doc, treat injury again. Hit me with the...
Pozo, would you care to assist me?
Why not?
Do you have treat injury, Pozo?
Not really, but I can wing it. I mean, hell, it's what I've been doing this entire time is winging it, so there.
You need to have the skill to use it. It's not a free skill.
I don't think so.
Treat injury is not a free skill. It's not like climbing and stuff. It's one of the ones you have to be trained in to use.
Even for just aid and other purposes?
Yeah, because if you don't know what you're doing, you don't know what you're doing. Simple as that. Mechanics. There's a couple of them that need to be trained before you can use them at all. Piloting is free, but like stuff like mechanics and treat injury are not, I believe.
It doesn't say you have to be trained in it.
I think it's only mechanics that you have to be trained in.
Perform surgery, you have to be trained in.
Yeah, to use like first aid, you just have to have the skill, which you do.
Yeah. So revivify.
So trade injury is part of the Jedi skill list?
No.
It's not a class skill for you, and you have no rank.
It's not. Correct, but I do have points. So the things that you can do underneath the treat injury that you have to be trained in is performing surgery, revivify, treat disease, treat poison, and treat radiation. Everything else, including healing damage, long-term care, and first aid, which is with a med pack, you don't have to be trained in it.
All right.
Page 74 on the core rulebook.
We'll look deeper into this later, but okay.
Oh, this is going to be fun for you, Rahal.
Sweet.
Oh.
How does it work?
So
32, that's a lot. It's like...
I got 32 with just my bonuses. That's +2 from Poser.
Yep.
Yep.
34, which means you get 24 hit...
Freaking just rips open the chest, you know, bare, and just slaps it center mass and just...
Poser gives him a little shock with the axe.
Boom. Look who's back in the game.
So here's the side effect of the stim. You are -1 on the track permanently for 8 hours until you get it's a persistent condition until you get a full 8 hours of rest.
Okay. Yep.
So you wake up.
So I can't advance myself past.
No. You wake up, you're
negative
full hit,
one.
Right. So you wake up right now, you have 24 hit points, but you're still all the way down.
No, I have 22 hit points because that's all I have.
Sorry, you have 22 hit points, but you're still all the way down the condition track at negative 10.
Right.
Now, does the med pack also remove conditions as we go here?
No.
No. So you're awake and your body is functioning, but you're so out of it, you're still considered helpless at negative 10. Because
we swift move up the condition track, right?
Yeah.
Yep. So you take a couple moments to start regaining your senses?
Absolutely, I do.
Okay, so three swifts up the condition track brings you up. So anyway, we bring him around. He takes a minute to get his bearings and, you know, that type of thing. But you are still at that persistent negative one until you can seriously get 8 hours.
Rest. Yep. Okay. That makes sense.
Doctor,
I did die.
Right. Is there any, do you have any side effects and things we should know about? Unfortunately, I had to use a technology. I haven't exactly had the chance to test myself, so...
I'm not going to lie, Doc. Things is a little shaky for me.
I'm not quite sure what's going on. I feel a bit off.
But,
I'm also not going to lie. I'm very glad to be witches.
Now, if it's all the same to you, I may still need to make some observations, but that can come later. Anyways, I suppose who is next?
Who's the most hurt?
Anybody?
I mean, I'm not hurt. About 10 points down.
I'm missing 16 health.
16 of, say what you have,
well,
out of how many?
24 out of 40.
Sorry? You have 24 out of 40, so you're pretty beat up.
You know, I've been worse and I've been better. Uh-huh. I consider this life.
Okay. Well, Leth, do you want to start on yourself? We scored 4 new med packs. You just used one on Rahal.
Yes, I suppose. I'll need your assistance again, Poser.
Apparently, I'm a doctor now. Great.
Anyway, you need to go get another stim, right? Because everyone's had med packs within 24 hours, so Poser's got to go get another shot injector, hit you with it, unless you would.
Well, I can probably assist as well.
Yeah. Now,
it'll be at a minus one, but...
Doc, it's good science not to use stuff on yourself because that might impede your observations on the others, so it's up to you.
Yeah.
Do you want the hit points?
You know,
or
I'm not that low compared to normal.
Okay. What about Poser?
I am at 27 out of 37, so...
Okay. You wanna have a go?
Why not? I guess. I am fairly certain I haven't been hit with a med pack in the last 24 hours.
Oh, so you can probably just get dosed. Boom. Don't even need the stim.
Yeah.
Oh,
when did you take this damage?
Well, it's been over the course of the battle.
Yeah. We haven't had a sleep. We haven't had a sleepover.
Well, yeah, no, I know.
we went to the village, we got spotted, we ran off, and there was all that tracking and stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you guys are still within that 24-hour period.
Right, but he never got hit with a med pack before.
Yeah. What about the swamp? I don't even think I get hit with a med pack back, even at the swamp.
So when we were in the swamp, we stayed there.
You just second winded and that was it?
Yeah, I've just been riding the second winds.
Okay.
And then I think you healed me up to full when we got to the facility. Like, for whatever reason, my HP was full. So, like, all my actual, like, character tokens and whatnot.
Oh, the master was showing you vital healing and stuff.
Oh, that's what it was.
It's technically not a med pack, so you're good. You can take one without a stim, sure.
Cool.
Anyway, so while you're telling the doctor this, he's still going to jab you in the arm with a stim because he needs guinea pigs. Sorry. Right?
Whoa.
I don't know, Dr. Leth. That's just
then.
Well, you're contemplating with the gods about, you know, how long it's been, right? Doc just rolls up your sleeve. Guinea pig number two. Ding. There we go.
Now, I don't respect this guy's practices. I'm not going to...
I'm just kidding. I just thought it'd be funny. That's right. Yeah. All that arguing, and it's like, right, Dr. Les just like jabs you in the arm. Anyway, slap a med pack on Poser, yes. Can I have a treat injury roll again, Dr. Les?
I mean,
hit points abound. Now, something very important we've missed. This is like the first battle where Zin has not taken any hits. Like, he almost got shredded a couple episodes again in the swamp or whatever. He hasn't taken anything here. And he's been
He did.
He's been on plenty.
He nearly died. He was knocked down to one hit point.
Zin?
Yeah, in the swamp.
Yeah, in the swamp.
In the swamp, but like when you guys got in here, he's been pretty good. You guys have all been getting chewed up, and Zin's been making ranged attacks and using the Widowmaker and the Peacemaker and the ex-wife and the Mentos and all those other things, bag of tricks. Anyway.
Fight smart.
What are you at right now, Zin?
I am at 33 of 33.
Okay, you're good. So that leaves us Merrick, who is AWOL.
Not AWOL. They know where I am.
He's not in the room. One does. You wandered off. Zin knows you went around a corner, but that's it.
So as everybody's healing up, it's like, so what are we doing from here?
I'm assuming Merrick is using mechanics to take this gun off the wall, and we'll be joining you shortly.
But either we're going to kill everything and blow this place to the ground, or burn this place to the ground, or we're going to sneak out the back door the same way we got in. What's the plan?
Well, I'd say the best thing for us to do would be to maybe see if we can get a hold of Captain O'Keefe. I'd say head to the comm center.
Oh, hey. You're not dead.
I was nearly dead. I'm a fraction of my former self, but I'm sure, given enough rest and relaxation, I will be back in the saddle again.
Merrick reappears, toting a huge E-web on his shoulder. The power cord dangling has no power.
Looks like we're all getting trophies from this place.
Hey, Raul, you're back up. Good.
Yeah, buddy. The good doctor got me back on my feet.
Askeloth is a good doctor.
All right, guys. So, unbolting and quietly unmolested from any more bad guys for a decent length of time for some reason, Merrick finally joins us. Merrick, are you taking on the MedPack party? A stim and such? Leth, are you getting into that with him? Dr. Leth?
Oh, yes, I suppose. Sorry. He gets up from the computer console again and comes back over.
Okay. Pulls out a gun, pulls out a holdout blaster and...
Wait, why are you surrounding me?
Presses against you, and then you feel a sharp needle jab you in the arm.
No!
Treat injury, aid another, poser, 22, giving you a plus 2, Dr. Leth. What'd you get? Dr. Leth, treat injury?
Yep, for a total of 33.
So 35 with a plus 2, giving him how many hit points back?
That's including the plus 2 from Aiden. Oh. That's 2 for making the DC of 15, because I'm level 2. And then for every point above 15, he gets an additional point back. So
18.
It's 20 points.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. 20 points.
So Rahal and Merrick, please mark on your sheet that you're both 1 down the condition track. So it affects your rolls at everything at -1.
Yep.
Until you have a solid 8-hour rest. So we don't.
But I am back at full steam.
That is right. You are back at full steam.
Oh, this is very good.
Dr. Leth goes back to his console. Rahal, a man fitting the description and sort of roughed up a little, but the hollow picture that the senator showed you, is among the prisoners here.
Excellent. What's his name? I'm sure I have that. I pull out my data pad, punch it up. Look at the picture. Look at the guy. Look at the picture. Look at the guy. Right.
Okay. The data pad says Admiral Gilder Varth.
All right. Admiral Varth. Rahal Oberais here, pleased to make your acquaintance. We've been instructed to pick you up and bring you with us.
Really? He says? Well, sir, you have my gratitude, of course, but can you really get us out of here? I mean, do you have off-world transport? Who sent you?
I'm not quite sure if I'm at liberty to answer the last question there, but yeah, we got transport. I'm going to make my way over to the comm center and see if I can get in touch with him.
Okay. So you tell these guys to hold on tight. Everyone's gear check, you know, discussing.
Yep. Merrick, come with me, buddy.
Okay.
You still got some work to do in the comm center. I'll give you a hand with that if I can.
Okay.
So boop, 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 boop. Come over here.
All right. As Merrick continues to make mechanics checks, setting up the rest of the explosives, Rahal, you try to establish contact with the ship.
Yes.
Between you and the ship is an outpost where you guys set up a jamming signal.
Right. That's not going to work.
We know how to bypass. We set up.
Would that be true?
No.
Damn it.
You can beam a message directly into orbit and talk to the Victory-class Star Cruiser, Star Destroyer, but going, like, arcing it in the atmosphere over where the ship is, she would actually have to fly over here and be relatively close, or at least closer than the jamming signal for it to have a chance to get through. That doesn't mean you shouldn't try. I'm just, you know, theoretically.
Sure. Well, I'm still going to try.
Yeah. See, in this game, this is what I like about the storyline, is that they talk about, oh, the characters could jam this, and this would give them advantage, because then the Imperials can't talk to each other, but then again, you can't talk to your own ship, and there's a disadvantage, so the story goes one way or the other, right?
Right.
I mean, like, if we can even get through, she'll at least know that someone knows she's there to make contact by comm.
Yes.
From the...
So you attempt to get through.
Yes.
You fail. I am sorry. The price you pay for for blanketing the Imperial comms in darkness, which is a huge advantage to you guys, unfortunately works both ways, and you try as you may. Taking 10. Go ahead. I dare you. Let's hear it. Come on. Somebody. Somebody bring up
I'll
my
take,
old nemesis.
I'll take 10. I'll take 10.
Which gives you what?
Can I take 20?
Sure. Yes. Go ahead. Take 20.
Take 20.
Oh, it takes 20.
Oh, we do not have time to take 20.
Foils the DM and takes 20, and there actually is some static and some breaking up, like, you know what I mean? Like something is actually trying to get through. And you lean in and listen, and you hear like the white noise, and it, you know, like somebody's on the other end actually signaling.
Yep.
And it's like,
I hear my ancient cat yelling at me.
Yeah. See you next time.
Ha ha ha.
Boom.
You are listening to Rollmongers, Star Wars Sega, Dawn of Defiance actual play podcast.
13. Sorry, I. One moment, I'm on the wrong page. I have to go all the way back up to. Here we go. Medical droid and Imperial medical researcher. Reflex of 11. Oh, not the face! 2. Ouch. And damage?
16 damage.
For 8 hours until you get 8, like, sorry, not for 8 hours. It's permanent condition. It's a persistent, thank you. It's a persistent condition until you get a full 8 hours of rest.